Hey, it's Patty, and welcome to The Main Ingredient. So, sticking on our theme of the month, it is collaboration.
Yes.
Yes.
It is.
Yes. And we were discussing and chatting and talking, and, you know, I'm starting to put this one over to you because I really feel one of the biggest changes since you've been here. There's been many beautiful changes and wonderful changes, but one of the biggest things that you brought when you came was you really got the group engaging, the team engaging and collaborating on a daily basis. And so I want you to talk about some of the awesome things that you brought to the table.
Well, we go back a couple years.
Going on seven, I think, six or seven.
And so you and I worked together. I worked at the Alt Hotel.
You did at the Alt.
And so we really got to get to know each other. Mm-hmm. And part of that was you saw my craziness when it came to events. But part of the events that I think that you saw was the communication and mm-hmm. setting the team up to execute a better serviced event, which I think you kind of liked, along with all the other craziness.
Yeah, I did.
So I when liked I came over, I've been here a year and a half now. So when I came over as the operations manager, one of the key things that you wanted me to focus on, which I think kind of was sort of who I was anyways, was collaborating and communicating and getting all of the moving parts to work together cohesively, right? So at the end of the day, whether it's an event or delivery or whatever it may be, it makes us give 110% instead of maybe struggling to get to the 100. So it's taken a while, but we were just talking about how I'm gonna let their wings fly away in the next little while.
That's exciting.
You know, some of the simplest things we did was have a daily meeting. So every day we meet with the key players and we communicate what's happening.
I used to struggle to have a monthly meeting.
Yeah.
I mean, truly.
And listen, there's resistance. It's like, no, I gotta leave here and I have to be, and it just needed to go down and say, you know, we can't, it needs to happen in order for this business to grow and continue to grow and do it in a way that makes sense. And we're not getting issues on the guest side. We need to have these meetings. So we just started a meeting every day and all the key players, and there was a lot of drilling.
There was,
you know, and pointing out the missing pieces,
why is that not there?
It's all collaboration. So sales has to do their part in order for, you know, logistics and our delivery to get their piece going. If sales doesn't do their part, logistics can't do their part. And if logistics doesn't have their information, then the kitchen's going to strip, and so on and so on. So I would say it took a whole year. And and again, there was a lot of moving people. So people had to move on because they were not part of the tribe and they were not in a good place to be part of Kitchen Door and the brand. And so now they meet every day without me.
And not only that, they see the value in it. They understand the value. And you talk, we often talk about the guest experience, the client experience at the end of the day. But a big part of why this collaboration worked and sort of the processes that you're talking about is that because it also set our staff up to be successful. And I think it became far less frustrating because when you are a driver, so let's take that as an example, and you're delivering a catering order and there's a piece of information that's missing and you weren't communicated to, and all of a sudden it will set you off. You look like a fool. The client's not happy. So if we set our team up better, they execute better. They're happier. They're in a better place. And I really feel that those processes, yes, they certainly have strengthened our customer, our client experience, and we're doing really well in that, but they've really strengthened our staff experience.
True.
Yeah, I really do. Yeah, I really do. And I think they all see the value in that and they all say, okay, yeah, I totally get this. I know why we're doing this.
And so my role in the collaboration, yes, I'm here, but it's to influence them to want to do better and see the results, and they see the results. So now it's just automatic.
Yep.
There's something natural that's been built in everyone in the team to understand that there's collaboration. This isn't a one-man show and we can't just throw it on the kitchen and they're mind readers and we can't do it. It is a team effort to do that. Yeah.
So by the way, thank you for all of that.
For what?
Awesome. For doing all that. Because I go back to that too. And I've talked about this as an owner. When you are in your business, which I was at the time you started, I was doing the delivery schedule. I was collaborating with the kids, well, trying to collaborate with some of them. It was so challenging because it's a personal thing. So if something goes wrong as an owner, you take personal responsibility and you go, oh my gosh, I can't fix that. And so you're just in this constant place of either stress or just feeling. You make it very clear and very black and white. This is what the business is about. These are our values. This is what needs to happen. And the team then shifts. And then I get freed up so I don't feel horrible. when I can't do something, or when the staff has an issue and I can't fix it.
But now you're able to collaborate in the way that you want to.
Yes.
Right? And the way we need you to collaborate.
Which is come in and sort of go, here you go.
Yeah. We don't have time to come up with that. You do it and then we make it happen.
Right? Yeah, like yesterday, we had a great day. Right?
Yeah.
Yeah. I came in. I was here for like 4 or 5 hours. And Ginger's like, yes. We got everything we needed out of you today. Yeah. I was like, okay, perfect.
Right? Because we collaborated. I said, when you come in today, we need your attention. And so Patty sat down. We all came in. We did what we needed. We did. We collaborated. We talked about things. We played off each other. And we got 4 big proposals out.
Yeah.
And it was just by doing that 1 hour together, which was way more productive than me trying to sit there figuring it out without you around. So, I mean, it's just, it needs to be part of the culture. Yeah. It really does.
I think. And it's taking all of that experience out of my head. And giving it to the team and trying to get them to engage. And because, again, it goes down to communication. One of the things that we've always struggled with is that everything has always lived up in my head. And you know, even when Brittany was here, Brittany was just in here with her beautiful little baby. Oh, my gosh. But she also got into that because, you know, she sort of came up under me and understood that. And so it's really, really hard to take that out and put it down on the event worksheets and communicate that to the team. And that's a constant push. That's what we're constantly trying to do. No, that goes on the worksheet. No, that goes here. No. And that has just set us up. So, yeah.
It takes work. I mean, it's been 18 months and I really feel like, I can walk away from that big piece and the team really has it and I can step in when I think to, or if they want to say, I need you to come to this meeting because we need you to collaborate. More brains are better.
They are. Yeah. That was a lot of info.
It was.
We did well on that. We just kind of ramble into these things. Well, I think that's a wrap.
Yeah.
This is the main ingredient. And we'd really love it if you subscribed and shared and all the things lovely. And also, in honor of the theme of the month, which is collaboration, if there's something that you, as listeners, want to hear and want to know a little bit more about something we do here or some sort of philosophy or structure that we have or process, we would be happy to answer any questions. And we're always looking for content ideas for the main ingredient. So,
and what a better place to get it from than the people listening. So.
Yes. Awesome. Thank you.
Thank you.